Welcome to another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. I'm Krista McCary, and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corker, broker for Corker Connect, a real estate company.
It's time for our events for August. August.
I know. Kids going back to school. And
I know.
Yeah, it's just take the heat with you because the heat's too much.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. You know, I saw something the other day that water temperatures in like the Keys got up over 100 degrees. Like, that's not even refreshing. Like, that's too hot for me. Too much.
This is the worst part of Florida, folks. Worst part.
Worst time. This is it. If you can power through this, then the rest of the year is absolutely amazing.
That's right. You all have to put up with cold winters. We have to put up with the hot summers.
Yep, absolutely. So anyway, we're almost there. Back to school time. So that's crazy.
Were cut in half.
I know.
Those kids are going back to school.
There's a lot of like stuff about school. So we'll get to that in a little bit, but let's kick off with the beginning of August.
So if you had the chance today to go ahead and see this summer kids flick, it's a free movie for kids 12 and under. Children must be accompanied by adults. The movie is The Incredibles 2, rated PG, concessions available, and it's at the community center on 17th Street. It's free. And if you want a contact number, it's 407-957-7243.
That's awesome. I love The Incredibles. It's one of our favorite movies. And then we have out in Harmony, we have on the 2nd, August 2nd, we have a food truck.
Yeah,
frenzy.
It's always fun.
I love the food trucks when they come out first because I don't have to cook. The food trucks that will be there is the Saucy Spoon, Sweet Rolled Tacos, which I think that's like the ice cream. I missed them the last time. Mm. And Los Pinches Tacos. So some good food there. I haven't had the two last taco trucks, but I did have the Saucy Spoon. It was really good. Mm. So definitely go check that out. It's August 2nd down at the Lakeshore Park at Buck Lake.
Why can't they have like a gluten-free truck?
Okay, listen, you're turning in one of those people.
I'm just saying.
Don't eat gluten. I don't eat milk. I don't eat meat.
Okay, meat is only because I don't want to. That was my decision. The rest is purely medical. No gluten, no dairy. It's hard.
You don't. You eat at home. Seriously, it's terrible. But I actually—
So hard.
I know, it is so hard. It is so hard. Well, I'm sorry. But so that's Food Truck Frenzy. So you can come out and—
You know what I have for lunch?
What?
Bill found me gluten-free rolls, which everyone that is gluten-free told me there is no bread out there that tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like kind of Hawaiian type rolls.
Right, like the sweet roll.
They definitely didn't have any freshness to it whatsoever, but I smothered it with an avocado, sliced tomato, sliced cucumber. And that's okay. Very moist.
Okay.
And then I ate it.
Okay. That sounds terrible. I really hope I don't ever have to go gluten-free. I'm not going to survive.
I'm just trying to think of how I can have my veggie burger when I go to barbecues, like without having, because these buns are little.
Right.
I guess I could chop up the.
Right. But then also doesn't like the veggie patty itself, doesn't it have gluten stuff in it? Like, don't they like make it with like breadcrumbs and stuff to like make it stick together?
I didn't even think of that.
Like, it does not seem like a raw veg. It looks like a patty, so.
Yeah, but it's like beans. I have to look.
Google. Make sure it's gluten-free. You never know.
Boy.
Sorry.
Okay. Then we have, on August 3rd, we have Thrive Thursday. Here we go again with the healthy cooking demos to the perfect exercise routine. Attend to find out the best path to be healthier and happier. Sponsored and facilitated by Help Against Hunger East Osceola, these free classes are held on the first Thursday every month, and pre-registration is encouraged. So it's August 3rd, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Hopkins Park, 17th Street. Parks and Recreation put it on. Again, the same phone number, 407-957-7243.
Clearly, I have not been taking advantage of that.
No.
All right. Then next up on August 4th, we have a pencil bag sewing class. That's at 4 p.m. at Southern Roots Antiques. You can come create your own back-to-school pencil bag. Ages 7 and up are welcome. No prior sewing experience is needed, and all sewing machines and supplies are provided for a $35 fee. You can give them a call at 407-480-7888, and they're down on New York Avenue, 1105 New York Avenue in St. Cloud.
That reminds me of when I was in eighth grade, we all had a sewing class and we made aprons.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like so cool to go step by step by step. That's how I learned how to sew, actually.
Right. Yeah, we sewed, I think we sewed like little pillows, and mine was like a football shaped one. I don't know why, but like you got to pick from a handful of things. And I don't think they do that anymore. My kids at least didn't participate if they did. Mm. So
it's a loss.
Yep. And then next up you have...
Oh, well, don't forget to... Oh, yeah, the next up is A Hero for Kids, Saturday, August 5th, free backpacks, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at the Staples parking lot. I think it's just like a drive-thru. So put that on your calendar.
That's always fun. Batman does a great job with that event. So great time if you need a backpack for families in need. Definitely go check that out. And then also on August 5th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's a back-to-school bash at Hopkins Park again. This one's by Parks and Recreation. If you want to register ahead of time, you can register to receive a backpack. They'll have games, food, music, a bounce house, haircuts, educational information, school supplies, and more. You can register again online or give Parks and Recreation a call at 407-957-7243.
I remember last year they did it on the same day.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's too funny.
Okay, then again on August, and I remember this too. There were a lot of events on that one Saturday.
Right.
So here we go. I thought this was cute. I think we should send Jacob. This
would
be fun. Sparkle Dance Day. On Sparkle Dance Day, there'll be a free dance classes for ages 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, along with cupcakes, teddy bears, and sparkling dance. The Sparkle Day will give you a chance to check out our Twinkle Star Dance Program and see what classes will be like for the fall season. So that RSVPs are required as spots are limited. August 5th, 9:30 a.m. are the 1 and 2 year olds and 10 a.m. are the 3 and 4 year olds. Moonlight Dance Studio, located at 2001 13th Street. Contact number 689-215-2213. I think that's a great thing. Or go to their website, MyMLDS. Is that L?
It looks like it. Okay. MLDS.
MLDS.
Probably .com. Moonlight Dance Studio.
Okay. I thought I had something on my computer. Okay. I was like, what is that spot? Is that an I or is that an L? So bad. My screen's so dirty. Anyhow, but just check that out. And don't forget, on August 6th, that's the last day for tax-free.
Yep. Right? Last day for tax-free. So I hope you've been enjoying that. I'll give you a quick rundown of things that are basically covered. It's a back-to-school sales tax holiday. So certain clothing, footwear, accessories with a sales price of $100 or less per item. Certain school supplies with a sales price of $50 or less per item. Learning aids, jigsaw puzzles, personal computers and related accessories, purchase for non-commercial home or personal use, and a sales price of $1,500 or less are exempt. So there's a ton of exemptions. You can actually find all of that online at floridarevenue.com/back to school.
Oh, good.
So the full list is there, but definitely take advantage. It's a great time. It's kind of like the hurricane preparedness one that you get, like you can get like generators tax-free and stuff. So this is for school. Definitely great.
That's great.
To check it out. And then moving in to the following, to that week. This is the big week. This is the week that everybody goes back to school. And so we have open houses. They start Monday, August 7th. That's all high schools, including Osceola County School for the Arts, grades 6 through 12. And that will be Monday, August 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at your high school. Tuesday, August 8th is all middle schools and K through 8 schools. And they'll have their open house again from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 8th. And then Wednesday, August 9th, all elementary schools will have their open house from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that's the day before school starts. I'm not ready. This is so quick. It came so fast. And then on that note, on Thursday, August 10th, it's the first day of school and there are some bell changes. So definitely want to check that out. But basically, it looks like your middle schools and your high schools had the changes. Middle schools, for the most part, are going to start at 9:30 a.m. Now, they were 9:20 last year, and they will get out at 3:25 on Wednesdays and 4:25 on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And then high schools, you have varying start times. So for instance, Harmony High School starts at 7:15 a.m. and gets out at 1:10. St. Cloud High School will start at 7:10 a.m. and get out at 1:05. And these are
Wednesdays.
Why do they
do that? Why don't you just make them all the same time?
I don't know. It'll help with traffic. I don't know. Then you have schools like Neo City, which will start at 7:05. They'll get out at 2 o'clock on regular days. St. Cloud gets out at 2:05 on regular days. Harmony gets out at 2:10 on regular days. So definitely check with your school because there were changes that were made. There's going to be some different start times.
So it's just middle and high school that had the time change.
Right. It looks like all of the elementary schools are still starting at 8:20. So.
Okay.
So that didn't seem to change unless
Yay
your school was different.
For consistency on the elementary schools.
But hey, you know, that's crazy. It's crazy to me. I don't miss those middle school years where they started so late. It just felt like there was no home time afterwards, you know? So I'm enjoying the high school years, but I don't know. We had a hard time getting there for 7:20 last year, so I can't imagine getting there 5 minutes earlier.
Should have made it later, then everyone would be on time.
Yeah. All right. And then what do we have going on next?
Then August 16th, we have the adult matinee movie, 18 Years or Older. The movie feature being shown is Red, starring Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, Morgan Freeman, rated PG. And then when his peaceful life is threatened by a high assassin, former Black Ops agent Frank Moses reassembles his old team in a last-ditch effort to survive and uncover his assailants. So that is August 16, 12:30 p.m. to 2:25 p.m. at the Community Center, which is on 17th Street. The cost is free.
That's awesome. That's a great one for parents of not high schoolers to go to.
Yeah. Oh, parents should go there.
Yeah, exactly. Go relax. All right. And then on August 19th, we have the Downtown Sidewalk Sale. So the annual Downtown Sidewalk Sale is Saturday, August 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's located in downtown St. Cloud. It's a time when you're going to find a lot of end of summer markdowns and clearances from your favorite downtown shops. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And that's pretty much it.
And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap because everybody's back in school. Yeah. And then I'm sure sports will start and like all the things will start. And then your life will be crazy.
September will get a little quiet, right?
A little bit. I don't know. It doesn't
And then we start
like
October, Halloween.
I know. You know that stuff's already like starting to come out. Ugh. Like I'm already planning. I got the big 12-foot skeleton. I'm like, what am I going to do this year?
And you have no trick-or-treaters.
I have no trick-or-treaters. I might rent out my skeleton.
Yeah, well, rent it out. I was going to say bring it to our house.
Yeah, I'll rent it out.
Yeah.
That'll be $150 an hour. No. I'm just kidding. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. Don't forget, you can find us wherever you find your favorite podcasts, and you can also find us online.
Yep. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all over.
Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can go ahead and give us a call at
1-844-ST-CLOUD. That's STCLOUD.
Or you can shoot us an email at discoverstcloud@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you in the next episode.